Good morning, everyone. Today I'm going to talk about asymmetric DCB and ENF tests. These tests were designed, in the case of the DCB test, was designed to characterize fracture in mode 1. In the case of ENF, the test was designed to characterize fracture in mode 2. But when there are asymmetries, material or geometric asymmetries, we have combination of modes. And this combination, in the case of ADCB test, is physically seen with this rotation, rigid body rotation of the crack line. In the case of ENF test, the asymmetry leads to a separation between cracked arms, depending on the position of the specimen. And we have the parameters of the analysis, the geometry with the thicknesses, elastic parameters, the compliance, the shear and bending compliances. And we have two main questions. One is the conditions for fracture in pure mode, and the other question is to get an analytic model to determine G in those pure modes. With respect to the pure mode condition, assuming linear elastic fracture mechanics, we can consider that at the crack tip there are two forces, Fn and Ft, in the normal and tangential directions, and a relative displacement, delta N and delta T. And these forces, Fn and Ft, are those, delta N and delta T, are not at the crack tip, are near the crack tip, and those forces are those that prevent the relative displacements. It is worth noting that the derivative of the relative displacement is the displacement near the crack tip, because the displacement at the crack tip evidently is zero. Then we have these expressions for G1 and G2 in this local approach, and this is the basis of the VCCT method in finite element method. The conditions for pure mode can be formulated in this way. Fn, the normal force, is zero if and only if the derivative of the relative displacement is zero. That is, physically, if there aren't a relative displacement, there is no need to prevent this null displacement with a force. Inversely, we can arc in the same manner. In the case of the tangential direction, we have the same condition, and then pure mode one is obtained when G2 is zero, and G2 is zero when the tangential force or the tangential displacement near the crack tip is zero. Similarly, for pure mode two, is pure mode 2 conditions is equivalent to null normal force or null relative normal displacement near the crack tip. With respect to the analytic model to determine G, the approach is based on the compliance and in the co-energy or the complementary energy, and being F, uppercase F, the applied load, delta, the displacement of the application point of that load, lowercase F is the compliance, we can get the G energy release rate with this known equation. The counterpart in finite element method, we can use a global method varying crack length in a small quantity. We can obtain the displacement before and after the crack length, and we can obtain G from a global point of view in the finite element method. Moving to the case of ADCB test, in this test we have a rotation of the crack line, and this rotation is related to mode combination, as will be shown later. And furthermore, this rotation is actually related to a relative displacement at the load application, a tangential relative displacement at the load application points. This is the expression of this rotation, and this rotation has been obtained without taking into account the crack tip effects or the stress state near the crack tip zone. Determining the tangential displacement field, the relative tangential displacement field, and differentiating it with respect to A, we obtain the condition for pure mode, and it is related to the relation between the ratio between thicknesses is related to the square of the ratio in an inverse manner of the elastic model. But this condition agrees with the condition of this condition in orange, agrees with the condition of the null angle in green, and then an rotation angle indicates mode combination, and when the angle is null, the mode is pure. Furthermore, the tangential displacement field near the crack tip being zero leads to the conclusion that the tangential displacement field is zero at the cracked zone. This is an example. The upper arm is a unidirectional composite, and the lower arm is aluminum, and the rotation, the crack line rotation, is null. With respect to the analytic model to obtain G, the stress distribution, the continuous stress distribution, is assumed as a localized at 2 points, and the distance between those points where forces are applied is unknown. With the stationary condition of the complementary energy with respect to the horizontal force, we can obtain this horizontal force, and we can see that the horizontal force at the crack tip, if this force is zero, we obtain the same condition that obtained in the case of tangential relative displacements. The lambda distance, this distance is obtained also by a stationary condition of the coenergy. Imposing that X is zero, we obtain the compliance and the value of G1, that is G in this case, because it's pure mode, and we have terms related to the crack arms and terms related to crack tip effects that are in blue in the slide. With respect to AENF test, the first step is to obtain the contact force between crack arms. It is obtained also by the Engesser-Castigliano theorem of the stationary condition. And we can see that this force depends on bending and shear, but shear effects are bending effects are dominant, and then we can assume that the force only depends on bending. In this case, we assume also that all stress state is located at two points, but the condition in this case to pure mode one is that normal stresses are zero in the, at the crack tip, in the zone of the crack tip. And if these normal stresses are zero, FT and FC must be zero also. Then, by equilibrium, this force, the contact force Y, and V1, the shear force, must be equal, and using laminated beam theory, we obtain the condition obtained, the same condition obtained that, in the case of pure mode 1. With respect to the G, with respect to G, to the obtention of the energy release rate in pure mode 2, we can obtain the compliance, taking into account that in pure mode 2, the non-crack zone is a monolithic beam or a simple beam, and then after the compliance we can obtain G, where are terms related to the crack zone and terms related to laminated beam theory in the non-crack zone. With respect to results, we have analyzed three cases, aluminum composite, aluminum steel, and a cross-ply composite. And finite element method has been used with incompatible elements, VCC method for obtaining G1 and G2, and the global method for obtaining the complete value of G. The crack length is 40 millimeters, and in all cases, the thickness is 5 millimeters. We have here the elastic properties and the thicknesses imposing the condition obtained. With respect to ADBC, the results, the first point is that mode 1 is dominant, mode ratio is near zero, and mode 1 is dominant. On the other hand, we have the conclusion that the addition of G1 and G2 gives the same value that the same value obtained by the global method. And the third main aspect is that the analytic approach and the global method obtained by FEM, the value obtained by the global method, agree quite well, the maximum difference being 1%, more or less, 1.2%. In the case of AENF tests, the maximum difference between values, the addition of values obtained by GCCT and the global method is 3%. There is agreement between, 2%. There is agreement between analytic approach and global numerical approach. And finally, the mode 2 in this case is dominant also, and we can say that we have pure mode 2. The main conclusions are we get the same conditions between thicknesses for obtaining pure modes in the asymmetric DCB and asymmetric ENF tests, and we have also closed form expressions for obtaining G1 and G2. Thank you very much for your attention.
Thank you for the nice presentation. Are there any questions? Oh, there.
Thank you. Thank you for the presentation. I have the question about the thicknesses. So for the mode 2, you impose that the thickness of the upper arm, well, it's thicker than the lower arm, so then you can assume that the normal forces are equal to zero?
Yes, I think in the case of asymmetric ENF, in one position of the specimen, you have an opening between the arms, and in the other position, we have full, you have full contact. I think so. Then this is in the position where there is an opening between the cracked arms of the specimen.
Sorry, I just got that, that it's we can, if it's short, maybe. Yeah, very short question.
Hi, thank you for a very nice presentation. The conclusion that you put at the end that you are able to decouple the modes, do you think that's a configuration conclusion or do you think that's a material conclusion? Based on the, do you think that applies only to, these configurations, ENF and ADCV, or do you think that's a material?
Yes, I think it is valid for any material. The limitation is that the fracture process zone is small. The hypothesis is that the fracture process zone is small and then the conditions are imposed with local loads and relative displacement near the crack tip. But mainly the assumption of the local loads is based on this small fracture process zone. Then in other cases, I'm not sure if it works.
So thank you again for presentation. We are really behind schedule.